what is public relations and how is it different from marketing or advertising? Before I answer this question, let me just acknowledge that it's probably the most frequently asked question about the PR profession. Before you confuse PR with marketing and advertising, recognize that they can work synergistically together, but they are not the same. In my line of work, there's often a lot of confusion about the difference between PR and marketing and how they should work together and independently. An easy way to view these two communication tools is that marketing always has its eye on the money. The goal is to make money and track ROI. The primary function of marketing is promoting or selling products or services and managing the relationships around these actions. Marketing is often taught in the business college, and business students are often taught to use public relations as part of their marketing mix for promotion. But many business students aren't taught about the entire discipline of public relations and how to use it properly, or even why it deserves a dedicated seat at the corporate table. Public relations has its eye on the relationship, but not necessarily the money. Just like its name implies, it's how you relate to the public. Public relations is often taught in the Journalism and Communications College, and PR students are often not taught any business courses, but rather focus their studies on ethics, media and corporate relations, research, evaluation, and how to communicate effectively. To further expound on the differences between marketing and public relations, think of PR like a marriage or a friendship. It takes time, commitment, and consistency. You're not asking for money or a result from these relationships. And there's not always a quick way to measure the benefits of these relationships. Many times, it's these relationships that create the biggest return on investment in our life and when we need it the most. And the same can be true in business, especially during any type of crisis, downturn, transition, or change. The pitch challenge today. Next time someone asks you about the difference between PR and advertising or marketing, explain the difference clearly with a relationship versus money-making explanation. One of the downfalls of the PR profession is that PR people have done a really poor job of explaining what they do for a living. This is largely due to other professionals in marketing who have tried to redefine the PR professional's role to serve marketing more. While PR can be a very important marketing tool, it is also a complete discipline on its own. The first step to protect the integrity of the PR profession is knowing how to explain it clearly to others.